today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Back in the days of sitting around for hours and hours and hours discussing music, thinking about it, talking about it. Wait, that's still today. Greetings, everyone. This is the Rockin' the Suburbs podcast. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of my great friend, co-founder, and co-host Jim Lanahan, I want to welcome you to this episode of our program. We're a daily music podcast, Monday through Friday, pretty much every Monday through Friday. And we appreciate you listening very, very much. It is the time of the season, folks. It's getting close to Halloween. If you're listening to this podcast on the day it drops in the parlance of our times, it'll be that day, that special day when all the ghouls and goblins come out. And I wanted to take a little minute here and spice up our episodes with a little bit of Halloween pumpkin spice. And how I'm going to do that is... A good friend of mine, and a listener to this podcast, I do believe, sent me a message the other day, and it was one of those existential thoughts that he occasionally sends my way, which I very much enjoy, and it said, Halloween rock improves neither. And I thought, that's pretty cool. And I was thinking about that, and then I started to think about our perfect pop pantheon that we have here on the show. And I was wondering, like, I wonder if there are any holiday songs that are good enough to be inducted into the perfect pop pantheon, yet also serve as a song for a holiday. And I believe I've found one, and it's related to Halloween, and it's called Halloween. And it's a recording that was released by a band called The Dream Syndicate on their album The Days of Wine and Roses. And before you go any further, yes, that's right. This is the same Dream Syndicate that appeared on Paisley Underground Week with Paul Hayden and myself, episodes 2130 through 2134. And that first one, 2130, there's a focus on The Dream Syndicate and this debut album, The Days of Wine and Roses. But the song in question is the only song on the album that wasn't written by Steve Wynn, the guitarist and singer. This song was written by Carl Prokota, who primarily functioned as a lead guitarist during the time he was in the band. And it comes in a very interesting place on the vinyl. It is the last song on side one. And back in the days of sitting around for hours and hours and hours discussing music, thinking about it, talking about it. Wait, that's still today. My friends and I, we used to have this theory that we sort of worked on, that the last song on side one has got to be good. And the reason is you don't want to have like a long, dirgy song that makes the listener lose focus or lose attention. And then you're not going to even want to flip the record over to go to side two. So we know that side one, you know, that's got to be the first song on side one. It's got to be a grabber, right? It's got to be something great. But the last song on side one, too, and that's where this is placed. And it's such an interesting song, 6 minutes and 29 seconds long. And it begins with a slowly chiming guitar, slightly mournful. Then, after a little bit of this, the drums come in, but there's a guitar as sharp as a chainsaw played by Carl Prokota that just comes right in and starts slashing away. I find that to be both haunting and invigorating. And that's what I think a good Halloween song should be. It should scare you a little bit, but it also should invigorate you. And that's why I am inducting into the perfect pop pantheon the song Halloween by the Dream Syndicate. That's right. I think it's the first song that can serve and I could be wrong here, I don't have a encyclopedic knowledge of all the songs that are in the Perfect Pop Pantheon. I know what some of them are. But to me, it seems like it could be, let's put it that way, the first song that functions as both a holiday tune and an out-and-out perfect pop song. The lyrics to be very, very interesting too. They're very sort of ambiguous, but they're a little bit scary at the same time. If you take this couplet, he says, "Let's go for a ride," and he says that all the time. And then the next line is, "You know you've got a lot to live for." So totally implying that something very, very bad may happen if you get in a car with this person. Around the 2:30 mark of the song, Carl Perkota really steps into his own. There are some harmonics that lead into a guitar solo that just slashes both melodically and very forcefully, almost like you're getting stabbed by a maniac in the darkness. It then twists, this guitar solo, mutates into a freak wearing a hockey goaltender mask, going slowly psycho in front of your eyes. And the lyrics that kind of close this song out are very interesting, too. It's another couplet. It says, "Two steps forward, don't say I didn't warn you. Two steps forward, oh, I didn't warn you." And then the song sort of plays out for a little bit, and then the next thing you know, we're back to that slowly mournful guitar. So it's slowly mournful. Something happens, exploding freak in the middle, slowly mournful again, over 6.5 beautiful minutes. I think this song is worthy of induction into the Perfect Pop Pantheon. I think this is the perfect time of the year to do so. And I'm putting it in. Mark it down. Close out with a little bit more from the song Halloween. Well, here's some of that guitar solo I was referencing. And we'll be back tomorrow with another little bit of Halloween spice to celebrate the 31st of October. Talk to you guys tomorrow. It is the last song on side one.